This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 4th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ex-NRCS chiefs take aim at means testing, and Giannis' new role in food safety. Former NRCS chiefs, conservation means testing counterproductive. Five former chiefs of the USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service urging Congress to allow producers with more than $900,000 in adjusted gross income to participate in all NRCS cost share programs. Bruce Knight, Arian Lancaster, Dave White, Jason Weller, and Leonard Jordan, whose combined tenures cover the years from 2002 to 2019, saying in a letter to House and Senate Ag Committees that AGI limitations are counterproductive when we're seeking to encourage investment in greenhouse gas emission reduction, water quality, soil health, and wildlife habitat. The 2018 Farm Bill gave NRCS authority to waive means testing on a case-by-case basis for environmentally sensitive lands and for regional conservation partnership projects. But unfortunately, that authority has been underutilized, the former chiefs note. The bottom line, the letter says USDA should be given, quote, increased flexibility to invest in projects that make the most beneficial impact for vulnerable regions and watersheds. Congress should either adjust the AGI or give USDA increased authority to waive the limits for specific categories of projects and landscape-level initiatives, including those focused on addressing greenhouse gas emissions, water conservation, drought, water quality, soil health, source water protection, and wildlife. Texas Democrat says House floor is key for Farm Bill. Representative Jasmine Crockett, a Texas Democrat who's one of the newest members on the House Ag Committee, says prospects for a new Farm Bill will depend heavily on whether it becomes partisan on the House floor. I think the committees are doing great work, Crockett says in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. It is a matter of whether or not we have issues once it gets to the House floor. Crockett, who represents a metropolitan Dallas district, notes that a defense authorization bill that came out of committee with strong bipartisan support passed the full House with only 4 Democratic votes last month because of controversial amendments adopted on the House floor. Why it matters? Well, some ag policy veterans worry that a farm bill can't pass the GOP-controlled House without significant Democratic support. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Frank Giannis joins Wiliot as a strategic advisor. Frank Giannis, former FDA Deputy Commissioner of Food Policy and Response, has joined the internet company Wiliot as a strategic advisor. The company has a battery-free wireless platform that can attach to a food product and provide information about its location, temperature, carbon footprint, and other data. In an interview with AgriPulse, Giannis says he first learned of Wiliot while at FDA when he did the low to no cost traceability challenge and sees the company's technology as a relatively user-friendly way to trace food and comply with food safety regulations. Giannis said the technology is a game changer because it will allow those who use it to track, trace, and monitor food throughout the entire supply chain. It's going to allow us to start changing the paradigm where you don't always have to test the food. You don't always have to go into a facility to inspect, because now we're getting real-time data at different points in the food system, Giannis says. BioPoll finds support for biotech and updating regulations. Most U.S. voters think biotechnology provides important benefits and believe the regulatory system should be updated. That, according to a poll conducted by Morning Consult on behalf of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. Two-thirds of voters agree that the government's regulatory approval process should be updated to allow agricultural biotechnology companies to commercialize innovative products more quickly, Biles said in releasing the results of the survey. Biles said the survey showed voters see benefits of biotechnology as, quote, increasing crop yields to produce more food per acre of land. 84% say it's important. Feeding more people using fewer natural resources and less fuel, 83%. Producing crops that need less water and can withstand drought, 83%. Breeding healthier animals that are resistant to viruses and disease, 83%. And producing food crops with built-in protection from pests and disease, 82%. I believe this is the first survey of public attitudes about agriculture biotechnology in years, and the first that expands the scope from GMO foods to synthetic and industrial biotech and its benefits, said Lynn Finnery, Director of Agriculture and Environmental Communications at Bio. FAS, China goes in big on new crop U.S. soy. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service reports net export sales of 2.6 million metric tons of soybeans in the week of July 21st to 27th for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year. Chinese buyers contracted to purchase at least 859,000 tons of the total. FAS also reports net sales of about 1.6 million tons to unknown destinations, some or all that could end up going to China. The latest weekly trade data does not include some recent daily export sales announcements, such as an FAS report Thursday for 134,000 tons of new crop soybeans sold to Chinese buyers. Separately, FAS announced a sale of 132,000 tons, also for 2023-2024 delivery to China, that on July 31st. Now take note, the latest weekly FAS data also shows China giving a boost to U.S. wheat. China was the biggest buyer, contracting to purchase 138,000 tons for 23-24 delivery. The U.S. shipped 141,700 tons of wheat to China that during the week of July 21st to 27th. Well, here's today's She Said It. I am hopeful that our farmers, our producers, our ranchers are really stressing to both sides of the aisle how important it is for us to get a bill passed. That Representative Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat, in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 4th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.